Good morning, everyone. We are continuing with Merging with Shiva, Chapter 34, Colors Magic, a talk given in 1960, with material added from 1986. Charging your aura with prana. I want to encourage you and to give you confidence to flood your aura with colors. It takes but a little of your willpower to do this. The intent itself is the thrust of awareness required. Willing consists of a mental command, leaving the rest to the natural mechanism of the mind. Therefore, let us pray to our dear Lord Ganesha to help us remove the obstacles of doubt and fear. So, my commentary. Some activities are complicated to accomplish and take a long time to do so. What Gurudeva is saying here is that flooding your aura with color is not like that. A strong intent to do so is sufficient for it to happen. He then states the same idea slightly differently. Willing consists of a mental command. So a strong intent or a mental command is sufficient to flood your aura with prana. Text. If you are working through the day to bring a certain color into your aura, carry something with you or wear something of that color. The more you are aware of the color you are working with through the day, the better the results. This is because your attention will automatically take up the impression of it, and the corresponding quality will be enhanced in your character. A little practice during your half-hour sadhana period and through the day, and some positive experiences with color, will soon give you the confidence you need. Patience, perseverance, and earnest interest will be the keys to your success. As you know, it is not uncommon for the emotions of one person to affect those around him. It is therefore important that you learn how to charge your aura with pranic energy so that the darker colors from the auras of others do not penetrate your own. If and when they do, you will experience their moods and emotions and may interpret them as your own. But actually, you have simply accepted into your aura the dark reds, muddy browns, and greens from their aura. You simply did not have enough prana in your aura to ward off the intrusion. Such mental thought forms and undesirable colors from others' auras are often called psychic influences. Oh, my comment. The new idea here is that an individual can be affected negatively by the emotions of those around us. Clearly, each day, the more exposure we have to individuals experiencing negative emotions and therefore have darker colors in their aura, the more important this is to us. For example, 5 minutes a day versus 5 hours a day. So the longer the exposure, the more prana you want to have in your aura to offset it. Text. To protect yourself from psychic influences, you can charge your aura with the vital prana from your own pranic body. To do so, sit quietly, breathe deeply, and mentally get in touch with your pranic body. First, by visualizing it, and secondly, by feeling it. The pranic body of most people extends out from the physical body about 1 or 2 inches. Depending on the level of vitality. Of course, the pranic body also completely permeates the entire physical body. As you sit quietly, breathing deeply and slowly, become intimately aware of the vitality, the prana, running throughout the physical body. As you breathe in, feel the vitality of your body. Feel the magnetic energy within it. Feel its life. Then as you breathe out mentally and through feeling, release some of this vitality, this prana, this life force, and send it out into your aura. Keep sending it out on the out-breath to the aura's outer edges all around your body, from your head to your feet. The outer edge of the human aura is about 3 or 4 feet away from the physical body. After you have charged your aura with vital prana in this way about 9 times, you should begin to feel a magnetic shell being built around the outer edge of your aura. You will feel very secure and content as you sit within your own aura, which is charged with prana from your own pranic body. You are protected from all kinds of psychic influences, seen and unseen. But the prana within your aura will eventually wear away, and you will have to recharge it when it does. For the beginner, it only lasts an hour or two before it has to be rebuilt. When you become more advanced in this practice, it will happen almost subconsciously or automatically when you sense the need. Once you master this simple method of charging your aura with prana, you will soon develop an immunity to undesirable thought forms and emotional colors of those around you. This is a great aid to prevent taking on the negative influences of the place we are about to visit, the person we are about to meet, or the gathering we are about to enter. Then we get lesson 237, protective emanations. After you have quickly increased the pranic strength of your aura, you can easily flood it with any color you wish. Each color has its own special protective qualities, which can be chosen to counteract or balance out the particular vibrations you are or will be experiencing. Let's take the example of protecting yourself from the auric emanations of persons who are ill, a condition you will encounter if you visit a hospital. You can easily counteract this influence by flooding your aura with colors of health and physical strength. This will not only protect you, but it will also improve the condition of those around you. How do you do this? Become aware of your spine and visualize a stream of white light in the center from the base to the top of your head. Then mentally draw from this pure white light warm red and vibrant pink. As a healing power, visualize pale green surrounding the patient, a color many modern hospitals have adopted to invoke healing. To increase your vitality even more, visualize yourself effortlessly performing some strenuous physical or athletic feat. For example, mentally go through all the motions of lifting something heavy with ease, and you will soon feel the energy rising within you. The aura of the successful doctor or nurse invariably shows the presence of bright reds and vivid pinks. Most successful doctors or nurses who are in contact with their patients possess the mental and emotional vibrations of strength, power, and confidence. They remain cheerful and bright despite the negativity of the many around them suffering from disease and despair. The doctor's strong aura, well protected, does not absorb the gray shades of his patients. Gray in the aura, which indicates fear, opens the individual to all kinds of negative influences. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.